Hello and welcome from me, Lily, a frog. It's a special day here at the Lily Pad because Tales from the Lily Pad is 1 year old today. I've told 12 stories so far to more than 10,000 listeners. And to celebrate, I'd like to tell another story. This story is dedicated to two little chickadees who told me what they'd like the story to be about this time. How Twilandia, the unicorn, got her horn back. Once upon a time, there were two twin baby unicorns who were cursed by a jealous witch. Their mother protected them with all her strength, but she was only able to shield one of her beloved baby unicorns from the witch's curse. That baby unicorn, the one who was shielded from the witch's jealous curse, grew up to be a queen unicorn of her own enchanted forest. Her name is Rivern, and in her enchanted forest, the rivers flow cold and sparkling. In her enchanted forest, birds sing and rainbows arc into the blue sky above. There is chatter, joyful noise, and also peace. It is always green in Rivern's forest because unicorn magic makes it so. But the other twin baby unicorn, Twilandia, lived a very different life. Because of the witch's curse, she had learned none of the lessons that her twin sister did. The lessons that made her sister strong, wise, and capable had passed Twilandia by. Such was the witch's awful spell that everything Twilandia wanted in her first year of life, she got without the slightest struggle, and so she did not have to work for anything, and so she did not gain strength, and she did not learn any useful skills. When the queen of all unicorns, Unicornia herself, tested the twin baby unicorns on their first birthday, she granted Rivern her own forest to rule wisely and courageously, but she took away Twilandia's unicorn, and with it, her unicorn powers. Twilandia became just a horse. Twilandia was devastated. As she wept, the forest around her turned from green to yellow and then brown. Flowers stopped blooming and leaves fell to the ground. No longer did unicorn magic enchant her surroundings. She could have stayed by her sister's side, but there was a terrible jealousy growing in Twilandia's heart, for Rivern had everything and Twilandia nothing. Rivern was beloved by everyone who surrounded her, and Twilandia was ignored. She wasn't queen of the forest, she was just a horse. She didn't even have a unicorn to do the most basic of spells with, to keep her forest green. Twilandia fled. She ran higher and higher up a mountain. When she got to the top, she was trembling. The air was thin, and she met an old billy goat up there. "Horse," said the billy goat, "this is my mountain. I am the king of it, and I'll ask you once nicely to leave, and if you don't, I will knock you off the top of it." So Twilandia fled down the mountain, cold, scared, and hungry. She found some nuts on a hazelnut tree that she thought she'd like to eat, but the branches were so prickly and the shells were so hard that she couldn't get to the meat of the nut at all. She sat down with her mane and tail drooping, feeling so hungry and miserable, until she saw a little woodpecker carrying the nuts up high in the air and dropping them on a rock below to smash them open to eat. "Oh," thought Twilandia, "I could smash the nuts open with my strong hooves." And she did. And she felt much better, but still terrible. So she kept running. As she ran, her legs tired. So she'd stop on a bed of moss and rest under tree boughs. And a funny thing happened. Each time she woke, she found she could run faster and further than before. But still, She was miserable, so she ran round and round the mountain. Once, she found an orange tree, and in it was a little capuchin monkey. "Horse," said the monkey, "these oranges are mine, and if you dare to pick one, I will tie your long flowing tail to a tree. I'm a tricky monkey, and I'm faster than anything or anyone." Twilande wanted to place a freezing spell on the monkey, like she'd seen her mother and sister do so many times. She thought she remembered the words, "Icy crystals, nicey wind, icy freeze the one who..." Oh, but she couldn't remember. And anyway, she didn't have her unicorn, so what was the point? Again, she sat droopy and sad until she remembered something her sister told her. There was a little shop in the village at the bottom of the mountain that sold spell books and wands. Maybe she could go there and get a wand and a spell book. Twilandia ran to the village and trotted past all the storefronts until she saw one with an owl and a magic wand on the side. She went inside that one and was delighted that she had found the magic shop. "Welcome to Owler's Magic Emporium," said a great horned owl. "How might I be of service to thee?" Twilandia asked for a spell book and a wand, but the owl said she'd need to pay for it with silver and gold, and again she was defeated, for she didn't have anything but the hair on her hide. She sat in the village square, dejected, until she noticed other horses were running past, as if they had someplace important to go. "Excuse me," she asked, "is there someplace that horses should go today?" of course," said the horse trotting past her, "but I can't talk now, I'm working." And off he went, dragging a cart full of watermelons and birthday cards behind him. "Excuse me," she asked the next horse who came near her, "what is working?" "What is working?" neighed the horse. "Working is what horses do best." "But what is work?" Twilandia needed to know, but none of the horses would stop long enough to explain it to her. She returned to the magic shop and told Owler her troubles. "Work," said Owler, "is when you perform a service for someone in exchange for silver or gold. It just so happens that I have some work that would best be done by a good horse. Are you such a horse?" "Yes," said Twilandia, "I am a good horse." "But can you run fast?" asked Owler. "Yes," said Twilandia, "I can run from the bottom of the mountain to the top and back again before the sun gets from the horizon to the other side." "Good," said Owler, impressed. "Take these scrolls to Unicornia's queendom, quickly as you can, and I shall pay you enough for a book of spells and a good meal." Twilandia knew she was near Unicornia's queendom when the forest around her turned bright green. At the entrance was, under a bower of roses, a bright pink unicorn who was expecting the scrolls. "Thank you," said the unicorn, taking them and giving Twilandia a bright shiny gold coin in return. Owler gave her more coins when she returned to his shop, enough for a good meal of oats, a book of spells, and a wand. And then she took care to learn the proper spell for freezing. "Icy winds or gentle breeze make my adversary freeze." But by then, she had forgotten where the monkey and the orange tree were, and honestly, she didn't care. Her belly was full of oats, and she felt, oddly, happy. But something was troubling Twilandia. She had run past her sister's queendom, and it didn't look quite as verdant green as she thought it should, as she was sure it used to be. She wondered if she should check in on her sister, but she was embarrassed for her sister to see her without a unicorn, just a horse. And besides, she noticed there were many horses running in the meadow just then. They didn't look to be working, they looked to be playing, and Twilandia couldn't resist joining them. They played tag, they played grounders, they played capture the flag, and when they were done, one of the horses complained that her feet were so sore and she needed a new pair of shoes. "It's not easy being a horse," she said. And Twilandia replied, "Yeah, it's not easy, but I love being a horse." The next time Twilandia did a delivery for Owler, she passed by her sister's queendom once more, and this time she knew something was wrong. The trees weren't green, but yellow. No rainbows arced into the brilliant blue sky, and there was no birdsong to be heard. Twilandia rushed into the woods and found her twin baby sister Unicorn asleep on the forest floor. Crows had overwhelmed the enchanted forest. They'd eaten all the fruit. They'd driven out the smaller animals, and they'd put a sleeping spell on Rivern. Twilandia didn't know a wake-up spell, and there wasn't one in her book, but she knew who to ask for help. Unicornia, queen of all unicorns. She raced to Unicornian's queendom. She knew the way through the rose bower, past the bright pink unicorn, down a golden road to a glittering castle tower. Unicornia taught Twilandia the wake-up spell she needed, and also one to make the crows fly away. As the fly flies, fly away foes. As the time flies, fly away crows. Twilandia thanked Unicornia and was about to race back to her sister's enchanted forest when she accidentally dropped her wand, stepped on it, and broke it in two. "Oh no," Twilandia cried. "Now I can't save my sister's queendom from the crows." "Oh, but you can," said Unicornia. "Use the power of your unicorn horn." "But I don't have a unicorn horn," said Twilandia. "I'm just a horse." But when Twilandia felt her forehead, she found her horn had grown in again, in all its pearly, spiraling, magical splendor. And that is how Twilandia got her horn back. The two sisters ruled Rivern's enchanted forests. They were queens, and they were best friends, too. And no problem was ever too big for them to solve together. The end.